You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my good friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. I understand our next guest is someone you've known for quite a while, but I don't know that we've had her on the show before.
We have not. This is another shame on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that she was able to join us today.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Kathy Green. She's a division manager for Community Management Associates, or CMA. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And Carol, thank you. It's good to reconnect.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. Gosh, since we haven't had you on the show before, take a few seconds, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I have been in Atlanta for about 21 years. And prior to working with Community Management Associates, I was in the new construction home building industry for 15 years. And that's where I met Carol and worked with her on a lot of projects. So I worked for several of the major national home builders and developers in the industry.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Community Management Associates, or what we'll probably call CMA on the show, mission and purpose. What's that all about?
So Community Management Associates is a property management company, and we manage the homeowners associations for single-family communities, townhome communities, and we've been doing this for over 30 years. We're a privately owned company, and so we are hired by homeowners associations to run the day-to-day operations of their community. And that is, we work with the board of directors in setting their budgets, their operating budgets, and working with them to make sure that their assessments are paid on time. And we currently are close to about 900 homeowners associations that we manage here in here in Atlanta, in Chattanooga, in Nashville, in Birmingham, in Augusta area, and we just recently opened up in the Sandestin area.
That's a hot market.
Right.
Lots of my favorite places.
Right. We're very proud to have been named for 15 years in a row the top management company in Georgia for 15 straight years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. Well, let's talk a little bit about the specific services that you provide at these communities. So what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? What do you all do?
Okay. So when we go under contract with a homeowners association, we meet with them and we look at their financials. We study those, look at their pro forma, and determine if they are charging the right assessments for their homeowners so that they can successfully build a capital reserve for future expenditures. And so we offer a variety of services, everywhere from having on-site managers, which is what my division does. We have on-site staff at large-scale communities. We also have two divisions in high-rise where we have on-site staff, everything from a manager to assistant manager to concierge. We work with the board in vetting all of our contractors, negotiating contracts with landscape companies, with pool management companies. If we're doing any type of capital improvements, we negotiate those contracts with the renovation companies. And, you know, these can range anywhere from $10,000 up to $500,000 or $1 million.
Wow. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of moving pieces.
Well, and so you've sort of answered my follow-up question was, what are the problems that, so a homeowners association who tries to do this by themselves, what are the common mistakes and things that they do where they ultimately need to get some adult supervision? But you sort of, if you were listening to her last discussion there, you sort of got the answers and all there. I mean, it's the assessment's correct. And it's a thing I hadn't thought about, Carol, that I think is critically important, that I think this is probably the biggest driver to why they would want a professional organization such as this to come in, is helping build that capital reserve. Because most probably aren't thinking along those lines. And then when there's a situation, they don't have cash to do anything.
They have to do a special assessment, which hits
which an is owner's never welcome.
Pocketbook. It's never welcome, especially when a realtor is calling the community to see, do you have any special assessments, which is a, you know, a red flag for right. the fact that, you know, they haven't been fiduciarily, you know, fiscally responsible. Right. And so just to tie into, you know, why do company or why do communities manage themselves? They think they can save money, but working with a company like CMA, we offer the turnkey services. So we offer the day-to-day management, we offer the accounting,
mm-hmm.
we do all of their financials, and then we also handle all of the closings.
Yeah,
the closing
wow.
paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have the, you know, the attorneys. So our back office support is very deep. Whereas if they're going self-manage, they have to hire a CPA,
mm-hmm.
you know, to bill people. And then they have to hire an attorney to collect mm-hmm. fees. And if they have any problems, they have to have the attorney so that they can call them and get questions answered.
No, you also mentioned all the contracts you negotiate.
Right.
And when you have 900 properties, you got a lot more negotiating power than one lowly homeowners association.
Right. And so the contractors we work with, they are mostly part of CAI, which is Community Association Institute, which mm-hmm. is a national organization. Mm-hmm. And we do so much work with them that if we say jump, they're going to say how high.
Right.
And, you know, we're able to negotiate, as you mentioned, better pricing, mm-hmm. Warranties. If there's a problem with a project, I can pick up the phone and call the owner of the company.
Right.
And get it taken care of because we do so much work with right. them.
So at what point do you usually come on board? Because I know a lot of times the home builders will kind of hang on to the neighborhood association until the projects, you know, kind of come into completion, or what's your ideal time to come on board?
So when we're working in a community where there's still new construction, mm-hmm. which I have four of those in my division now, we work closely with the developer, or they're called the declarant.
Right.
And then they determine based on their sales performa when they're going to turn over to the homeowners. And it's also outlined in their governing documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually 75% sold out. So that year before they turn it over, that's called the transition year. That is probably the most important year that a community has a property management company because mm-hmm. we can make sure that developer is doing what they're supposed to do. Because once they turn it over to the homeowners, it's hard for the homeowners to go back to the declarant and say, well, you know, you didn't provide enough money for us to dredge the lake
right.
in 3 years, or you didn't charge high enough assessments because you were more, it was more important for you to sell homes.
Right.
But all the declarants we work with, we're partners with them and we meet every month. And so they want a smooth transition mm-hmm. during that last year to the homeowners, because these declarants, these developers that we work with, they have many other communities within the area, so they don't want any.
They don't want any problems.
Yeah, they don't want any problems.
They want happy homeowners.
They want
on Facebook.
Happy homeowners. Yeah, we do like to work with developers, builders at dirt stage mm-hmm. as well, because we can help them set up their governing documents.
Right, that's what mm-hmm. I was thinking.
And their their ARC,
right,
which is Architectural Review uh-huh. Committee, so that they're current, they're specific. So we do like to work with them from the front end.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So talk a little bit more. I think I have a better handle on what you would do day-to-day in a high-rise or a condo. But if you've got people on site, like a large master plan neighborhood, what are they doing on a day-to-day basis? What does that look like?
So an on-site manager, their office is on-site in a clubhouse. And so that's where they go to work Monday through Friday. And so they're there to meet the homeowners. The homeowners are able to come into the clubhouse and have that interface with them rather than email or phone call.
Right.
But they're on site to inspect the work that the landscaper does. They're there to, you know, if they're driving the community and they see an irrigation leak, mm-hmm. they're able to call the landscaper immediately and report okay. it type of thing. They also are over all the amenities, so swimming pools, playgrounds, basketball courts, and they inspect those if there's, you know, because they're getting ready, like right now, starting in July, we'll be working on budgets for next year.
Right.
And so most of my communities are 1,000 homes or more. So my managers are managing a $1.5 to $2.5 million operating budget every year.
Are these on-site managers that are working and overseeing a specific community, are those CMA employees?
Yes. So okay. they're CMA employees. And homeowners association hires CMA. And then
you're responsible for the hiring.
Yes.
All right. So they're, that's amazing. So now I live in a high rise where I have a lady who's our head concierge. Mm-hmm. And she's almost as important to me in my life as my wife. Mm-hmm. So
does your wife know that?
Yes, she does.
Well, she's probably listening to the show. So if she doesn't know, Stephanie, you know now.
Well, she would probably say that our concierge Joyce is more important to her than I am. if my wife's being honest. Point of the story is that this lady is our, we kind of call her the mother of our community. Uh-huh. She's in charge. She knows everything. She looks after us.
They do.
That's an important person in a lot of people's lives. I mean, talk about the hiring process. You don't just hire anyone off the street to do these jobs.
No, we don't. We want to get the right person for the right fit of mm-hmm. the demographic of the community. Also, what their role is on that team, how many years of experience they have. So they go through a very serious interview and process. Sometimes we will even have the board's interview. I always have board's interview a manager that I want to bring on board because they, you know, live together quite a bit. Yeah. But then they, we do a background check on them. Everybody that's hired has a 90-day probation period, and we do a really good job at hiring. So they normally pass that 90 days. And then they have, you know, the concierge staff, like you said, they're as important as the property manager. So they also have the support of the division manager, which are, you know, we have 10 of them in my position, some of them over portfolio, but so it's a team. It's definitely a team effort.
If I'm a homeowners association, I would sure rather CMA be responsible for that process than me.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, to me, that's the biggest benefit of, right. of engaging with CMA.
Yeah. And sometimes we will have in the high-rise communities that we manage, they hire a third-party concierge company, mm-hmm. which is fine. The only problem that we have with that, or the struggle that we have, is even though we're responsible for managing them, they don't feel like they're as accountable to us
right.
because yeah. we're not paying them.
You're not paying them.
Exactly.
Follow the money.
Yeah, but we'll work all scenarios. We look at CMA as a boutique type management company, and we service those communities that might have 30 homes up to those communities like some of mine that have 2,200 homes. Mm. And it's based on their budget. We have communities that are called portfolio, where they don't have an on-site manager. We have communities that all they need is financials. And so we, you know, we pay their bills, we collect their assessments. So even though we're as large as we are, we still offer that boutique type feel for our clients.
That is so cool. So I know we've kind of talked about this and around this a little bit, but describe your ideal client.
My ideal client, it would be a board of directors in an association that is on the board to make decisions that are the best for the community and not on the board for hidden agendas.
Right.
All board members, it is a volunteer mm-hmm. job. And many communities just don't get support from homeowners to run on boards. So we have board members that have been on boards for years and years mm-hmm. type of thing. But basically, my ideal client would be one that understands they're paying CMA because we're the expert in managing the day-to-day operations, and they allow us to do our job, which is I present to the board, or my manager does, here's a problem, mm-hmm. here's why it's a problem, here's our recommendation for solution, here's how much it's going to cost you, here's your return on your investment.
That's cool.
Vote on it and let me do
it. Boom. Yeah.
Let me do it.
And let's go to work.
Yeah. And let's go to work.
Got it. All right. Well, sounds great. Kathy, we are about out of time. So before I let you go, should anyone want to connect with you and learn more, or learn more certainly about CMA, where do they go?
They can go to our website, cmacommunities.com, and see an overview of the company. And they can also contact Michelle Richards at CMA. And her email is mrichards cmacommunities.com, or they can call our corporate office number at 404-835-9100 and ask for either Michelle or ask for myself.
All right. Kathy Green, a division manager for Community Management Associates. Kathy, a real pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you. And thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schenck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.